Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me. I'm Jere Williams. I'm your host, as you know. And today we're diving into a topic that is incredibly close to my heart. You know, navigating postpartum wellness and fighting spiritual warfare. As new moms, we face unique challenges, and when you add the spiritual dimension, it can be overwhelming. But remember, we are not alone in this journey. Recently, I had a tough couple of days. I was managing the launch of Nurturing the Mama membership. My kids were sick. The youngest was teething, and I was just being pulled in so many different directions. It felt like the enemy was just trying to attack every area of my life, my family, my work, my peace. But then I paused. I realized I needed to recenter myself to find balance and check in on my well-being. I decided not to focus on the launch that next day, but to focus on my kids and my own health. And you know what? That decision led to such a beautiful day. As I was reading my Bible, I came across Nehemiah 4:13. It states, "Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows." This reminded me that the areas where we are vulnerable are precisely where the enemy wants to attack. When you're raising a family, the spiritual warfare intensifies. The enemy tries to destroy the family by disrupting the husband's role as the leader, overworking the mom as she tries to find balance, and causing chaos for the kids. I know society tells us to hustle, to constantly strive to make things happen, but that's not God's way. We don't have to be constantly hustling. Instead, we need the rest in God's word. The Bible is our source of strength and guidance, and it reminds us that in our weakness, God is strong. We need to identify our vulnerable areas and pray over them, asking God to cover us and give us the strength to keep fighting. My husband and I are building a legacy that we didn't come from. There is so much pushback against how we're raising our kids, our business ventures, and our values. It's a real fight. Have you ever felt like that? Like everything you've been trying to do is just not looking like what you thought it was. But when you fully surrender and trust God, you will prevail. I want to be open and honest with y'all. That's why we had to bring this conversation up, because I'm like, if I'm feeling like this, imagine other moms who are feeling like this, because spiritual warfare is real. And it's something we need to be more aware of as Christian moms. We have to stay vigilant, lean on God for strength and guidance. So my words for you today are to identify your vulnerable areas and start praying over them. Ask God to cover you in your vulnerabilities so that you may have the strength to keep fighting. This might be a different type of episode for postpartum wellness, but it's essential for us as Christian moms to be aware of the spiritual battles that we face. If you're struggling with this, if you're struggling with burnout, it's a sign you're trying to do too much. Take rest, lean on God, and know that everything will be okay. And remember, if you're looking for more support, be sure to check out my guide, From Exhausted to Energized, available now. Click the link in the description. It's designed to help you move from a place of burnout to a place of rest and rejuvenation. Thank you for joining me today on Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. Stay strong, stay faithful, and remember, you are not alone in this journey. Until next time, be blessed and keep nurturing yourself and your family. I love you guys. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jere.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself, because you deserve it.